Father, we bless the holy name. We thank you this morning, Lord, that we could gather together once again in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for this blessed time, Lord, and as you approach thy word, take it, Father, break it down and feed to us, Lord, that we may understand your plan and your purpose in the hour that we are living in now, Father. We know, Father, it's later than we are anyone could ever thought of. To know, Lord, this is the most wonderful period of time that a person could live in. Because, Lord, we are looking to the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to set up his kingdom and to rule. Father, we ask for your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. All right, let's go to the book of Revelation. In chapter 9, I want to read a small passage to take up, to expand my thought. Revelation chapter 9, we read from verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpion of the earth had power. We are going to stop right here. I just want to get these three verses to just extract something out here. You know, this book of Revelation has been a mysterious book to many Christians. And, well, as you know, if you go to any bookshop and try to buy books on this subject or the exposition, we'll say, on the book of Revelation, if you have two different authors or three different authors, you read them, you find that generally they will agree with one another, but their understanding is very traditional. So the deeper things of God are not meant for natural eyes, they are meant for spiritual eyes to see and understand. Now, I have written a book on this, the bottomless book, and a message on it. But I want to extract here in the sense to see that there was this bottomless pit that was opened up. Now, John saw this vision, and now that it came out, hideous creatures, if you want to read the rest, you know, what it was supposed to do upon the earth. So I want to let you know this now is, when was this bottomless pit opened? Sometime already in the past, it was opened. But the question is, how much of this, how big an opening, I would say, was the bottomless pit really open up? You know, I don't know how big is that hole. As you said, this is the vision of John, and we're just trying to understand, you know, symbols in the Bible. So, but one thing I understand is that when he opened the bottomless pit, as you open the bottomless pit, it takes time to fully open up. Now, in this book of Revelation, I love the Revelation because in that it contains a lot of things that pertains to our last day. Okay, much of this book pertains to our last day. Revelation chapter 13, you find that there are two beasts recorded in this chapter. And I want to say this now. I want you to hear me. And I said this before. I know a lot of people don't like me to say anything about America. Especially some American people that I know. Some immigrant or migrant who have been there and become American citizens. They don't like me to say too much about America. But I want to tell you this. Would you not like me? Or perhaps you would say, if I speak too much about Israel, you say, oh, why are you speaking so much about Israel, against Israel? Let me tell you the fact, the Bible is a record of the faith of the people, the strength of the people, the wickedness of the people, the failure of God's people. It's all written there. So, when we read the Bible, you see, God put down on the Bible, speaks so much about Israel's failure, the wickedness that is among the people. So, would you as a Christian say, I don't like you to talk so much about Israel because I love Israel? Let me tell you, a hypocrite then. Because I know. And I want you to learn. I hurt your feeling, yes. I know I hurt your feeling. But I want you to know this. There are a lot of things in the Bible that speak about God's people. And God hates sin. God hates wickedness. Here in this chapter of Revelation 13, there are two beasts mentioned. Okay? Only two beasts mentioned here. And we know that the beast symbolizes kingdom, nation, or empire. And we know what the first beast is. The first beast is Romanism. Romanism. And the second beast in verse 11 onward. That's Americanism. And then you have in chapter 23. There's another beast.
That's not 23.
23
in the future.
I'm guessing whether you're awake. But you first said that, okay, now here we have two beasts. Romanism, Americanism. Is there any other beast mentioned in the Bible? The Chinese beast? Is there a dragon beast here in the Bible? No. Huh? Is there an African beast in the Bible? No. Why did God only show to John two beasts? Now I'm talking about demonic influences today. And I want you to know that the bottomless pit has opened and it's getting bigger. The opening is getting bigger and there will be more evil things being done because of demonic influences. You don't like to hear that, do you? And we are seeing it today. And you don't like to hear about it because you live in America? Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I love America. You do not know. I know about America history more than even some of the American brothers and sisters in America. Let me say this to you. You know, when I was young, knowing the Bible, I know that the second beast was America. Because the Bible said that that land, there was a beast came out of the earth. And it had the horn, had two horns that looked like lamb's horn. You know, the identification is that a lot of people in tradition say that, oh, there was a lamb. Two horns, no. It didn't say the lamb with two horns. It said it was a beast that looked, that has two horns like a lamb. And the only animal that we know that in America that has thousands and thousands of these animals is the bison. Or sometimes they call American buffalo, which of course is a misnomer. It is a bison. And from afar, if you John, in those days, John never seen, don't know what a bison is. If you are shown an animal that looks like something, you only use that to describe that something that you know, right? So he saw the animal and he has two horns like a lamb and the face a little bit like a lamb too. Now, When I was young, I love America. You know, I read a little about America as I grow up. I learn more. And I always think that America was a Christian country because of what God had done. Two, those Christians in Europe and the UK, they were escaping from what? From the Roman spirit. They were escaping from that spirit of Romanism. They were coming after them because they were standing for the truth. So they sailed over to America and the pilgrims, you know, and so they found out Latin America. And you know what? It has always been that America is like Canaan land, that the promised land was the land of Canaan, the promised land was to Israel. So the land of America was to these pilgrims. So that was the top, was so beautifully shown. But what happened to America over the century? Or we say, no, you know, we say over century, over generation. It has become from a Christian, as the Bible said, the beast that had horns like a lamb. It has its religion, which is in God we trust. It's the Bible they use because they are a pilgrim that started that land. They lived in that land and began to, of course, by and by, well, wicked man arises and then subjugate the native, the Indian that lives there. Being very unfair to them. And they took away their land, put them in reservation. And then they even did something what they signed, they twisted it. Even history, you can see over what was done to Hawaii. So a lot of things that were done over the years as wicked men, more powerful men rise up in politics. Yep. In big company, they control that we have today. You heard about Google, you have Facebook, and whatever others. Yeah. So people don't understand that there is a demonic influence. So the beast with two horns like a lamb, and the Bible says later on, you read it, it was given the mouth of a dragon. And the Bible used the word dragon beast. Of course, we don't have dragons. In those days, it's not a good translation because it was King James. In medieval time, in King James, back then, you know, the only thing about dragon, and they should use the word the mouth of a serpent. And you know what a serpent is? You know what a serpent is? Yeah, a snake. All right. It's the mouth of a serpent. Actually, what the Bible uses, what serpent is, and always have reference to what's happening in the garden, that serpent, and which was possessed by Satan. And you know, serpent have forked tongue. No one said it as a fact. Not because I'm against America or I hate America, no. And some people say, but again, there's only a few percent, only a small minority. Yes! It's the minority that takes over the country. The minority that influence the people. I'm talking about the spirit that works in wicked men. And want you to understand the time we are living in, don't just go to church and learn some doctrine and hear some prophecy and dreams and think it's okay. Do you know the plan and the purpose of God? What God is doing today? Yeah, people just go to church. As Barbara said, the devil is being worshipped in churches every Sunday. And that is very true. As the Bible said, they worship me with their mouth. They praise me with their voices. But their heart is far from me. Remember, we'll talk about three things when we come together. Three things. Fellowship. Yeah, we come here for fellowship. Fellowship. But many people go to churches out there where there are hundreds and thousands of people that are going there not to fellowship. They are going there to socialize. Don't believe me? Go. And what kind of spirit is happening in the churches? It's not a spirit of true worship, it's a spirit of socialism. Socializing. You understand? Just to be there. Number two, worship. Yeah, people worship, praise the Lord and all that. They know what the Bible said about Israel, they did the same thing. And God said, your heart is far from me. The third and most important thing is the Word of God. And do the people understand the Word of God? Do the preacher out there really preach the true Word of God? Or is it just a traditional thing? They are so used to it. You see. So, we are looking at these two B's. Romanism, Americanism. I use the word ISM. Ism. Because it is an ism. Because it is a spirit that moves. I'm not talking about this American man or that American woman. No. They are just like me. But I'm talking about the spirit that moves in the country. Here in Singapore, we have Singaporeism. What is that? Are we a Kiasuism? Well, you know. I mean, every country has a certain spirit. People behave in a certain way. You know they're right. You see, that's what influence is, because in the Bible shows us in the Old Testament, in prophetic writing, even Daniel, how that Michael, the archangel Michael, came to him and said he was being detained, right? By the spirit out there. Because, you know, spirits are trying to control areas, trying to control land. And which is very true today, as you all know. In Singapore, you have seen it, in Asia especially. You have seen places where, well, today, because we have become a first world country and things are not done when we are back in the third world. Where, you know, some pagan person will see a certain area, they put a little altar there. Right? A little altar there. And people for pastor maybe is under a tree, especially a banyan tree. And people will go and worship there. Superstitious people will worship it. And later by and by they put a little fence around it and then they control it. Then they squat it there and then they don't build a temple. That's how it works. You know? So, we look at these two pieces. Go back to history. I want to tell you about the demonic influences. The devil and all that fallen demons, when they came out of the bottomless pit, you can't see them with your eyes. But they are invisible. But they work through the flesh of people. They influence the people. They influence the system. They influence human being, the mind. So in the first place, as we know, don't we have to read it? I don't think we need to read it because we know it. The first piece, well, I think we should read in case somebody else up there may not understand. No, let's read Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horn ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. I always remember the dragon is a serpent, and when he pointed to the serpent, he pointed to Satan. Alright? And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the head as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the sin and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindred and tongue and nation. And all that dwell upon the earth shall wonder, shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life and of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Just briefly now. This vision, as I've told you before, well, you can read it in my books, in my book which is on the website. Now, this beast, as you know, the Bible said, it came out of the sea in verse 1. 7 heads, 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Now, the first thing, as I said this before, when John saw this vision and this beast came out of the sea, what was the first thing that John saw when the beast came out of the sea? The first thing he saw was not the head. The first thing he saw was the 10 horn, obviously. There is a prominent head. There are 7 heads, but one of them contains the horns. Now, go on the internet and you can Google and you can see how that there are people who try to draw this beast with 7 heads and the 10 horns scattered all over the head. Some horn have one head have two horns, and one have one, and one have two, and so on. It's all scattered. Now, that's bad interpretation of Scripture. There's only one prominent head that this beast that contains all the 10 horns. Alright? Now, when he came out of the sea, the first thing he saw was the horn. Then the head, the prominent head that contains all, then all the other 7 heads. Heads, and then the bodies, and the Bible said the bodies, and it described here leopard, bear, lion, and which of course we know go back to history what those three animals represent. Alright, so you can go and read about it. Now the thing is this vision is for our days. Okay? Yes, it happened also in the past, but this 10 horn is happening nowadays, and we see it in the European Union. Now, European Union have more than 20, now they are breaking up, now with the COVID issue, no more fighting among themselves. The Bible said they are going to be 10. 5 very strong, and 5 weaker ones. But we are not dealing with this issue of the prophecy, because we already done it. But I just want to let you know, that 1800 years ago, after the church, the first church, all the apostles, the first generation of apostles passed away, you know, we have the spirit of Nicolaitans start to work. The devil began to use, influence some leaders of the churches out there, and they began to bring up their own doctrine, putting the laity, you know, as a lower class, and then they lift themselves up as the clergy of being the higher class. And then they begin to control the laity. Now that's the spirit of Nicolaitanism. By and by, over in the Church of Rome, what happened? We see that they began to formulate creeds and dogmas. No longer anything that come up from the Bible. The issue, all those, they come up with all the strange doctrine that compromise with Hedonism, that compromise with paganism. And I'm telling you this as of a truth. What happened then? Well, The strength of the church in Rome was so weak because the devil had infiltrated it. So now how do you win the masses of people? How do you win the masses of the people? The only way to win the masses of people is to compromise. Oh, the heathen worship the sun. And you know, even in India, some people worship the sun. There are people that worship the moon. I remember when I was a kid, I don't believe that they do it here in Singapore anymore. When I was young, yeah. You know the eclipse? The superstitious people said that the eclipse is being the sun is being swallowed up by a dragon or something. And so they have to make noise. Do you know about it? The bang drum and all it to change the dragon away. And of course, after a while, the eclipse passes on. So, we are saved. You know, there are all kinds of superstition that is known in Asia, but they are out there in Europe. People worship the sun, the moon, the stars. And you know, in Greek mythology, but they have their own gods and goddesses too. Right? They worship Esther, they worship Diana, Venus, many more. So, the church of Rome, we can compromise. You know, you worship, you have some son of God or whatever, son there, and then we say we have a son of God. They manipulate all this, they switch over here and compromise this and that. So that's why we have all this. And then we have the Trinity. The same thing, Trinity. It's a paganist teaching, pagan teaching. Go back to history. When it started? It started in Mesopotamia, where Abraham lived. If you read the book To Babylon, you will know. You know? The mother and child worship. Mary and baby Jesus. So there are many more. They changed the baptism of water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ to the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is not even a name. And then from there, from immersion, by water baptism and by immersion, they changed into what? To sprinkling or pouring. The Bible is very specific. When it said baptizo, it means immersion. Not rentezo, which is sprinkling. The Bible never had that word. So you see the thing about this is such teaching. The devil has infiltrated the church. And then after a while, from the pagan Roman Empire, the Catholic Church began to grow because of its popularity. And it took over and became the Holy Roman Empire. Now, those people who live in Rome or in rural probably say, I don't like it. You talk so much about us. You know what I mean? Hey, this is Bible. You want the truth? And you know, and I know that many Roman Catholic people have actually found the truth in their life, the Catholic Church. So, if I tell you the truth, what did Jesus say? Why did the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to kill him? One of funny folk were trying to get him into trouble and put him to death. Why? And when he said, I'm the Son of God, the people said, you're blaspheming. And Jesus said, you know the Bible said the word of the Lord comes to the proper word you call them gods too. As little gods. Because the word of God came to them now. The word of God came to me and I called myself Son God. And what do you unify for with me on that? Yeah. People were fine for because they don't know that here's something that hurts them. You get a point? If I talk to a denominational Christian of a certain denomination, when I told them the truth of the scripture here, well, you know that happened with my friend who loved the truth. So when I told him what the Bible says, he said, "Oh, you are trying to tell me that only you people will get raptured, the rest of us will not." You know the way he put it. I said, "Did I say that? What say the scripture?" I mean, I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters, you're of the faith of the Word of God. If we want salvation, and salvation is in the Word of God. You want your body to be changed, adoption, then you also need this word. Because Christ did not only come to save your soul and your spirit, he came also to save your body. Do you understand? So now when we come to this first piece, about 1800 years ago, 1700 years, that's how they formulate. That's how they become such a powerful entity. The spirit of Romanism. Now, we want to have a little history too. We come to the second beast. That's what it says here, second beast, verse 11. "And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and his back as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him." Remember that he exercised the power of the first beast before him. So the first beast and second beast are very, very, you know, friendly. They are tied together. And watch that. And this is what we are seeing happening. Huh? "And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, who daily wound was healed." This is yet is coming. Okay? "And he do great wonders, so that he make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man." Now we know that this thing already happened. Yeah? And from the Second World War. You have seen that thing? Boom! The fire come down from heaven. And thousands and thousands of people die. Huh? Remember? The atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb. Yep. And the world wondered after this second beast. Well, we are the greatest country in the world. God bless America. Who is like unto us? No country in the world has our military power. The strength that we have. You know that it's true, isn't it? America is the most powerful nation in the world. Who is going to challenge him? But there will be a challenge. Because the Bible said, pride comes before the fall. That's what happened to Israel. It's going to happen to America. These things are happening. Brother, can we go talk about America? Stop it. I'm not going to stop talking about America. I'm trying to tell you what the Bible said. I'm going to wake you up. That's the reason what I've been watching, what's going on in the last several years. Things are happening. Who do you think controls the world? Huh? You know what program said, right? Yeah, we all know. The world belongs to Satan. And some people out there probably do not understand. The world, the cosmos, belongs to Satan. But the earth belongs to God. That's where the difference is. The earth and its fullness thereof belong to God. But the system of the world, cosmos, and all the power thereof belong to Satan. But Satan will use evil, wicked, powerful men. But you don't know them as being wicked because they look all very harmless. Right? You can always look at religious people, right? We read in the paper, we have different religious people, leaders, pastors, misappropriating money. We have even the monk. I remember in Thailand, or the famous one that, wow, squandered, I don't know how much. So, don't look on the outside. Discern. You know, how do I know that there are believers out there who don't like me to talk about America? Very simple. They don't have to say, hey, I don't like you to talk America, okay? They don't talk to me like that. But their way of speaking, I already know that they are. And even by their manner, there is a spirit that oozes out from you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And people can play. Well, you know, the hypocrisy. They have two sides. Like religious people, or well, like many Christians, I would say. On Sunday, they have a Sunday face. You know, like, you remember that? Yeah, yeah. A Sunday face. A churchy face. But weekday, the mask of a Sunday is taken off. It changes. Men with many faces. Many faces, yes. So when we read this, let's continue. Verse 14. And he said that they draw the earth by the means of all those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had wound by a sword, and they live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the name of his name. Here is wisdom. Like him that have understanding, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, we know that very well. Okay, we're not going into that. But in tradition, traditional teaching, they said there's going to come a dictator. Even my friend believed that. After all this year, knowing what the scripture said, he threw the true meaning away. So they are looking for a dictator. Like back in the days of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, they call him the dictator. So America invaded and pulled down that statue. Huh? And then China said, oh, Mao Zedong, dictator. And Russia, Stalin, Gorbachev, even now Putin, dictator. In America, there's no dictator. They're only the president. You see, and then all I know, all those times when we talk about the nations of the world, this is the nation, that is the nation, small one, big one, medium size. But today I heard a new word that came out from the mouth of the second beast. Regime. The regime. They call them not nation. They call other nation as regime. Any country they don't like called regime. You know, I find this is very disrespectful. Anyway, that's the way the spirit of the devil is working. Powerful men were used to subjugate people by whatever word they want to use. So what we see here is that some people believe in the denomination, believe that there will be a dictator rise. Then he will create an image, whether it's a picture, or whether it's a statue, whatever. And the first beast has the power to cause that image to speak. Huh? The second beast, it could cause that image to speak. And you can see some of the teaching and things like that going on. Yeah. And even today, don't take the vaccine because they can inject some, what do you call that, what is that, they can there was some signal out, you know, like your token, like your trace up together. Inject yourself this day. You cannot run away, and you can go and take pay for your, you know, your restaurant. You pay your bill by scanning T, and you pay. You know, like you have today with your phone and all this. And there are all kind of weird ideas going on out there. Okay, the devil is confusing people. So everybody don't know what is truth anymore. Because that bottomless pit, my brother said, let me tell you this, it's opening. He opened. And when you open, it takes time before it's fully open. When it's fully open, you can see that you will enter into the tribulation period. You don't want to be in that. Huh? What you say? The second is Americanism. America was a beautiful land. When it built into a nation, it became so powerful. And now today, well, let me just say a little bit back. You remember, well, I don't know, about 30 years ago or so, there's a lot of activities when you see the Pope and the Catholic Church, you know, there's the Pope is moving here and there. But now the Pope is very quiet. He hardly do much trouble. Except recently he went over to Iraq, something like that, in the Middle East. But for the last several years, what do we see? The activities of the second beast. Yeah. Going for the conquer and to conquer. Going for conquering and to conquer, we'll use the word. Yeah. And the confusion there is in America itself. You know, as I was preparing my message the last few days, I happened to view a documentary which was produced by National Geographic. It's called LA 92. L.A., Los Angeles, 1992. Just put L.A. 92. It's a documentary. And in fact, there are many other documentaries put out now regarding what? Regarding the hatred, racism, that is it, now in America. I watched the documentary. I was shocked to find out it was so bad. I know it was bad, but I didn't realize it looks horrible. Because these are all captured on film. Captured on newsreel. And all that you see are actually true newsreel. What is happening in LA, California? Produced by National Geographic. Well, how did it start? The movie started with this. August 1965. And there you have a broadcaster, black and white, because back then, it was, and this is how it all started. What happened in August 65, 4 months before Burbank passed away? Well, it was a cop, and I mean, the cops, a patrol car with two cops at the end, came up to stop a car driven by two black men, and they all happened to be brothers. And they put them out and start to, you know, question them this and that. And they kind of, I guess, you know, when you talk, get angry, and then the driver was a bit drunk. And then they were near the home, and the mother came out, and there was an altercation. Well, that thing started, and the police were rough with them. Okay, this was one point in time. But several years down the road, I think, I didn't hear what the commentary was saying, but it was several months or what. And there was another incident of a 16-year-old African girl went to a Korean store in Koreatown. In her hand were $2. She wanted to buy a bottle of orange juice. So there was a CCTV camera captured the whole thing. And then, from what we see on the counter, there was some altercation. And the girl walked off, I think with the orange juice in her hand, turned around and walked out. The Korean woman took the gun from under the shelf, shot her as she walked out, shot her in the head at the back. Wow. And there was the court case. Was the woman found guilty? Yep, she was found guilty. But the lady judge turned the whole case around and she said, I know a criminal when I see one, but she's not a criminal, and let her go free. You shot an innocent person at the back of the head. And the claim was that she didn't pay, but in her head was $2. There was some altercation, whatever, something happened, because there was a silent CCTV. But you shoot somebody at the back of the head, and you let her go free. This created the problem among the black. You understand? What do you expect? And that's the reason why this document really was, it all started in 1965 to this case or so, and then in 1992, the whole thing blew up. And you probably have remembered this, Rodney King. My goodness. Was stopped by police. I think there was at least 6 police there. And there was just, he happened on the road, and there was this commotion. And they did not know they were being filmed by an Argentina man in the home. He quickly took his video camera and captured the whole thing. It's 8 minutes. And you could see that the police were whacking the person with their baton. They whack him until the eyes red, blows up, cracked skull, cracked jaws, whacked him, break his leg and all. The video was so clear. When they were charged in court, they were found guilty. But then the prosecutor said, no, they have to retry. Bring them to another area. Bring them to another area where there were all white people, 88% white people, and 1 or 2% black people living there. And the jury, 10 of them are white people. 1 Hispanic and 1 Asian. We don't know whether it's a Chinese or Korean. So during the trial, and the verdict was given, what was it? All these 4 men were found not guilty. They were not found guilty. They were just doing their job. And the fact that some police had said, oh, I have to beat him because you're trying to get up and trying to get my gun. Really? The video showed that he was already down trying to defend himself. You keep on whacking him, break his jaw, break his face. Wow! The trial said, not guilty, he's set free. This caused the whole demons to set the whole LA on fire. Their anger that comes out. You know one thing about demons that get you? The influence of the hate. The rage. I mean, while watching that document, I was even getting very angry. But how could this system be? Huh? Is not the law of God good enough for your country? In God we trust. A person is guilty. You saw somebody in the head, or you whack somebody when he's defenseless. How many of them? He's one man. And you are 6 of them, 4 of them were whacking him, storming on him. Think about this. And that's how we are living in the world today. There's just so much madness because demons are set loose. People don't want to know the truth. And what did this jury, all of them voted? Because the judge said, you all agree. Because they read out, the judge said this, no. The jury found this not guilty. And said, we all agree as one. All of them said, yes. So while they move out of the courtroom, some of them hide their face. Why? If one of the white men were to say, not guilty, what do you think would be happen to him? The other will put pressure on him, right? Or the community that will put pressure on him. That is what things are happening. And what about the Asian? What about Hispanic? Hey, you live here, right? The policemen all went, beating up black men. So what? And they are his. And they are not found guilty. So what do you think is happening in that place? I see this is injustice. That's why for 3 days, they set fire. And anybody that comes through that place, many of them videotaped. Many were on camera. Innocent people running through, woman, 55 people died. They drag you out of your truck, drag you out of the car, beat your stomp on you. They are innocent people. The devil has a heyday. Just like they said, we are the might. Who is stronger than us? We have the power. And after that, even we went to Koreatown. And the Korean, they were there, they all took guns and rifles, defend themselves and start shooting people too. Why? What happened in the Bible in the Old Testament? Israel. Think about Israel. You know the Bible said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You know the Bible said that? Americans, they all know that. The churches were even quoting this now. On your service. On YouTube. Just pray for our land. You know. You see. God has given the devil a period of time to do what he has to do. Now if all the American people were to pray, maybe God will. But God already foreknown what's going to happen. And he's going to protect his people. But he's not going to protect America. Actually, no. Brother Bram saw the vision. Brother Bram said in 1965, I no longer pray for America. She's finished. That's right. God bless America. America can continue to say, God bless America. He's not blessing America. You've got to get back as an individual to the Word of God. And know the time that we are living in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well now, let's go to a verse in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Luke. What do you want to talk a little bit about some demonic influences that we can understand from the Bible? But I want to say this. How many of you here are Pentecostal? You don't put your hand? Put your hand. How many of you have Baptist prayer? I'm not doing the prayer. You know, the thing is this, we people are going to call themselves Christian. I'm a Baptist, I'm Methodist, I'm Presbyterian, Pentecostal, I'm Charismatic, and so on. Those are denominational names. And you don't find that in the Bible. But you see, one thing I would like to know is this, because as we deal with Bible, and understanding of the Bible, there is this spirit in Pentecostalism and charismaticism. Because of what happened in the early 20th century. In the early 20th century, 1906, 1903, 1907, 1901 are 3 years apart, different country. But 1906 is what we all know so well, because it happened in California, Azusa Street. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon those Christians from different denominations, because they want to know, they want to receive more power of God to lead the better Christian life. They was wondering, so why is the church so weak? So different ones gathered together in garage, they were gathered in warehouse. So it was in this place on Azusa Street that one day, after they were praying and fasting and so on, the Holy Spirit came down and began to speak in tongues. Wow, they never experienced this before. So because of that, the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were filled with zeal. And they asked for the gift, and the faith increased, so they went out there and shared the gospel with the others. And they prayed for the sick, and God did mighty work. You know. But in less than 15 years, again, that's what we see. If we, like you know, on Friday your shadow, Brother Rowley shared, to judge and not to judge. And a very good point was brought out. I enjoyed hearing what the point of brought out. But let me say this. When the Holy Spirit came down in 1906, less than 15 years later, in that time, denomination started. Organization started. It was not meant to be. Initially, when they opened it, they said, okay, let us be one. Right? Have I already said we have fellowship together, right? Strength, isn't it? Together. We are, you know, fellowship together, love one another, pray for one another. But you see, there are these leaders that think that they're no better than the others. So they judge the other, not good leader. Don't preach the right doctrine, so I'm going to start my own group. And so, one group started. Soon another one. So we have all these different groups. The UPC, the PAW, the Assemblies of God, Nelson Pilgrim, the Holiness Movement, all this came up in less than 15 years. Or just the early church. In less than 13 years, less than 15 years, not 13 years, the spirit of Nicolaity came in. Control and conquer. Do you get it? And that's what we see in the end time message too. People who are not called of God, they want to leave. And you know, there's a strong influence. People are always, well, we know that's the reason why we're a country have to have a government. And if we vote for those leaders in the government that is not good, you have a problem. Right? And as I said many times, I'm proud to be a Singaporean. And because of Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, if it wasn't for him, Singapore wouldn't be what it is today, mind you. Because some of the leaders that side swing towards communism, swing towards self-interest. I think we can thank God for Lee Kuan Yew. Because his interest is for the people. But the leader of the churches today, what we see what happened? Interest in what? Making the wife to be a pop star. Investing her money for, and investing in properties and manipulating. What happened? Are you caring for the people? Well, in the first place, we know this to be true. Demons lives. Demon. Well, I use more. Demons live in false doctrine. They feed on false doctrine. That's right. And the Spirit of God feed in His own word. And if we have the Word of God in us, the truth in us, the Spirit of God is with us, and we fellowship with Him in the Word. Remember how Jesus, when He was on earth, He was human. But He was living the Word of God. He was walking the Word of God. So much so that He said this,
I and my Father are one. Because he lives in the Word. So we live in the Word, so we feed on the Word. So, what happened then? Pentecost came 50 years later. Yeah, very organized, yeah, they started all of that stuff. In the 1950s, you got these cell groups. Ah, it's good to have cell groups, yeah, good. And so, in Singapore, Singapore churches are having cell groups. But there is also a danger for cell groups. Because you know what, when you have too many heads, you know what I mean by too many heads? And like they said, too many cooks spoil the brew. That's true, you know. Everybody have opinions, start to throw. One cook say, no, you need more celery. The other one say, no, more onion. The other one say, more ginger. I start to put things inside. What happened to the broth? It comes out, what kind of taste is that? So, in the 50s, charismaticism started. And in charismaticism, we find a lot of strange things going on. I know because I studied and I have seen charismatic preacher. You can see it on YouTube. The baloney thing that they cook up. You know what? When we talk about demonic influence, we see what the Bible can show us. What is truth? But not what denomination try to interpret. If you have a pain, you have a demon. Really? If you have a tumor in your hand, you have a demon. If you have a cancerous tumor, you have a demon. You know, Brother Abraham said that when someone has a cancer, he said, you have a demon in that one. What was he referring to? Just because you have cancer, you have a demon? He's talking about that everything that God created has life. Now, when the life is altered, something is wrong. Now I say this, every one of us sitting here have cancerous cells in our body. Every one of us have cancerous cells in our body. But the cancer cells do no harm until it amasses itself. You know what I mean? And then become a tumor. And then it gets big, it runs wild. And then that is where it becomes dangerous. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, when you say that cancer cell is in the body, start to form your tumor and start to break up, we call that spirit. Because cells are living things. And every living thing has a spirit of life in it. So we call it demonic cells. It doesn't mean that that person has a demon. So, in the end, I message people, the Brahma like to say that, you know, just simply quoting Brother Branham. You know, Brother Branham only 7th grade education. When you say 7th grade, what is that in Singapore? How many years? Secondary one? Not even secondary one. I don't know how they count it anyway. 7th grade, 7 years, right? Secondary one, yeah. That's all you have. And mind you, his vocabulary is a Kentuckian vocabulary. Huh? Somewhat at first I hear what he said, I didn't even understand what he's talking about. So that's his expression. That's not what the Bible said, ye that have yet to hear what the Spirit of God said. So when we understand demonic influence, then I see some example. Luke chapter 8, verse 2. And certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. Now, don't just read this and say, oh, she had a she had devils. Yeah, I know the last part said he had devils. But not only that she had devil, she had also what? Infirmities. You got it? Okay, let us go to Matthew chapter 4, 24. We are studying, maybe I was going to say a little bit of demonology. To understand the activities of the devil in human life, in a system, in an empire, in a church, or in any group. We take, for example, Google. I'm just fascinated with Google. How the news has been talking about. How they could lie. Right? So we are not taking your data. We are not. Right? And yet, they sell it to advertisers. You see, so Google itself as a company, a big tech company, is being influenced by what? Demons. All they want is, well, monetary demons. All that. Matthew 4, 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed of devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. So now we understand that there are different things here. What is infirmities? What is infirmities? Now we need to know, because people think, oh, you have a tumor, or you've got tuberculosis, you have a demon. What is infirmities? Disease, yeah, it's a physical thing, it's a disease. That's what the Bible says. He wrote infirmity, it's actually disease. Okay, we also read another part. He was afflicted. We can go later and find out. Man. He was afflicted, had affliction. What is affliction? Affliction is a torment. I beat you, I afflict you, I torment you by beating, right? Infirmity is a disease of the body. And then there is possession by the devil. So, they are all three separate things. You get me? Or mentally afflicted. Or mentally afflicted, mentally tormented. It's not a disease of the body. It's a torment. So the devil works in different ways. You need to understand how he works. Okay, now let's go to Matthew 10:8. So I'm taking these verses out just to let you know the words that are there. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick. So see the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out the devil. Freely you have received, freely give. Luke chapter 9, verse 37. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and it tear him the form again, and bruising him, hardly departed from him. So now this one is the spirit torment the boy. Got it? So this is a torment. Alright. Go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 2 to 50. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit. Strangely now he says, an unclean spirit. Is that singular? It's singular, right? I mean, that's
the translation.
An unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain, because that he had been often bound with fetter and chain, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetter broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Just imagine it. So strong was that man, and that no matter what chain you tie him, lock him, he could just like Samson broke it up. Impossible? Huh. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. So the devil is tormenting him. The unclean spirit is sometimes used singular. So when we say the spirit of Americanism, or the spirit of the Americans, we're talking about singular, but there is a whole lot of them. Alright? And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran running down a steep place into the sea. And there were about 2,000 swine, and that's a whole lot of them, and were choked in the sea. And there they fed the swine flat, and tore it to the sea, and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed of the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Yes, when the devil comes out of a man, the man's sanity brings him back to normalcy of dressing right. Do you understand? He was not dressing right, perhaps. But did the Bible say he was naked? Oh yeah, that guy must have been not wearing anything at all, after all. But when he was normal, the devil loved him. He put on clothes. I want you Christians to understand this. When you are filled with sin in this world, you do anything you like. Oh yes. Vulgar words, stealing, cheating, dressing like the world. Like what we see, what's out there among in the streets today. Women wearing hot pants and half, practically naked, wearing the jean clothing, tight and everything, walking down the road. Huh? All the makeups and all the bob hair. And men likewise do the same. What are we? Putting tattoos on their face, on their arms. That is demonic at work. That's demon at work in your life. Yeah, I mean, those are not Christians out there, I understand, because they are sinners. But for Christians to dress like that, something is wrong. Very, very wrong. Your mind is not right. Remember, your mind is a battlefield. And the Bible says, he that, you know, that, as Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. We should have the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Hey, the Bible is trying to help you understand things. I'm a Christian, I go to church, doesn't matter, they put on lipstick and earring and drive, the way I dress, doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. It matters. Because you see, you belong to God. And you belong to God, you're not of this world. This world is not our home, we are merely passing through. Right? That's right. Jesus said, "The kingdom is not of this world."
If the kingdom is of this world, my people will fight for it. No. My kingdom is in heaven. So when you go to heaven, how do you think you dress? You dress like some worldly people? Huh? That's not my high time now. We prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Y'all don't believe and don't tell me because you're a Christian you're going to make the rapture. Did the Bible promise you that? The Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 19, what did the Bible say? The wife had made herself ready. Yes. The bride of Christ is the wife to make ready. Hey, I love this Bible. The way that when God opened up my mind, began to see things that I have never seen before when I was in the system. And I'm glad that God has given me the revelation of it. To come out of all this madness that's in the world today. Because the world belongs to Satan. And all that is thereof. Whether it is political, whether it is religious, whether it is military, or whether it is financial. He controls all of them. And he is manipulating through wicked men and powerful men. Do you understand? I want to close with this so that continue next week. I want you to look at it here in this verse. And maybe we should just go over to Luke. No, I don't think so. Yeah, okay, let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse 27. And just to see the record of Luke over here. Chapter 8, verse 27 to 36. And they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And there he went to land. And there met him out of the city a certain man and had devils. Now I said devils, right? And the other one said unclean spirit. An unclean spirit. But here is the devils. So remember one thing. When there is a group of devils that possess a man, there is always a spokesman. Or no, it says spokesman or spoke devil. There is always one that is always the leader. Do you understand? Okay, he must speak. Alright. And long time and wore no clothes. Yeah, he says no clothes here. Neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." Now, let me say this here. Here we have the situation of this girl walking down in Galilee. And here this naked man, demon possessed, saw Jesus, came toward Jesus and bowed and worshipped him, right? Then, what come out from the mouth? Was it the voice of the man? Or was it the voice of the devil? You must understand that when a person is possessed, at some time his mind is okay. At other times, the devil takes over. Do you understand? Remember, Jesus, when he was on earth, he was very normal. If he visited Lazarus and Mary's home, I mean, he loved those family, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, visit them, and he says, "I'm hungry. Can you give me some chicken? Some tea?" Who's that speaking? That's Jesus. Right? When he went to the grave, when Lazarus died, "Lazarus, come forth!" That's not the voice of a man. That's the voice of God in the Son. That's why Jesus said, "Ah, my Father, one." He said, "I, the Son of Man, could not do anything until I see what the Father do, I'll do. The Father tell me to say that, I'll do it." Do you understand? Because you were so close with God. That God gave him the authority to speak, he speak. But sometimes he speak on his own. Do you understand what I mean? Yes. The same thing with the prophet in the Old Testament. Do you understand? And even in the New Testament, the apostle Paul, Peter and all. Yes. Very natural. So here came the man, bowed down and worshiped Jesus, but The moment I bow down, the demon speak, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High? I beseech you, torment me not." It's definitely not the man to speak. It's the devil. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For often he had caught him, and he was kept bound with chain and in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion." What is a legion? A legion is many thousands, huh? Sometimes 2,000, sometimes 3,000, 1,000. That depends on how big size it is. But let me say this thing. Here Jesus said, Jesus asked him, "Who is he? Who is him? Who is him?" Now, I'm not a charismatic preacher out there to interpret it like it. Jesus is asking the devil, "What's your name?" And that's what the charismatic preachers are doing today. They talk about Bible prophecy, they talk about dream, they talk about gift, and they think that just simply read a scripture without understanding. And I have seen preacher talk to a man who is demon possessed. "What's your name? Devil, what's your name? Tell me your name." Because they read the thing Jesus was asking the devil, "What's your name? Let me tell you something. What do you want to know the devil's name?" "Yeah, I know, honestly. Why do you want to know the devil's name?" Jesus was not asking the devil. Jesus was asking the man. Because the man came to worship, but the devil was speaking. He was not talking to the devil. He was talking to the man. But he was already telling the devil to get up. The devil was still insisting of staying. And now when he asked the man what's in him, it was the devil to speak. "I am Legion." And look here. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Into the deep. Where? Where's the deep? Back to the bottomless pit. Get out. Don't send us back to hell. Some people say, "I'm angry with somebody else." The hell with you, man. The hell with you. You know how that is? You see the rage? And the devil knows they don't want to go back. That's not a good place. They want to enjoy the world. And many Christians enjoy the world. Yeah, enjoy the world. What you want to enjoy, no? What kind of thing are you enjoying? I don't know. I want to enjoy the world, and you see, well, especially in some European country, in the beach, half naked girls, and some people even nude beaches. Huh? I mean, some beaches are not even considered nude beaches, but then you get men and women half naked, just walking around the beaches. This thing happened. I want to enjoy the world. I want to enjoy the sun. Oh, my. I think this is just plain crazy, the world we are living in. And there was a herd of many swine. And you know, we don't have to read that. And you know, this leader of this legion of the demons that was in the man said, "Send us, don't send us back to hell. Send us to this swine down there." You know, demons must possess something. They want to live in flesh. And I remember this because I'm going to continue next week. The devil wants to live in flesh. Demons do not want to live in a tree. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to live in a mosquito. He doesn't want to live in a bug. He wants to live in flesh. Whether it's animal or man. But most important thing he always wants is man. But he couldn't simply enter into man anyhow they liked. And this swine was there. The Jesus God. And so they enter into the swine. But you know the swine are smart. Do you know that? Now you know, we Chinese sometimes express mama ourselves. You know, in English you say you don't brain. Then Chinese say do now. Big brain. Do you know pigs are very intelligent? More intelligent than, they said that they're more intelligent than dogs. The only thing is they like to go bowling in the mire, into the mud because of the toxin is in the body, they have to get rid of it. They have to rub on it, cool it down the body. At least this one, this group of intelligent. You know why? They know that when the demons get into their body, the devil wants to do anything they want to do with their body, and they do not want it. So they all said, let's go! They ran down the, run to the cliff and jumped to the sea and just died. So when they die, the demon has to like, go somewhere. Where'd they go? Came on, the demons floating in this earth somewhere, this wolf floating around trying to find another body. That's the power of the demons in this world. And we know what you are looking at today. There are more demonic activities than back when I was young in the 1960s. Mind you. Do you understand? So, I want to close this to say that if you see any preacher trying to cast out demon by talking to the man, what's your name, you devil? What's your name? You know, something is very wrong. This is never taught in the Bible. And I've seen charismatic. I say, oh my goodness, what are you doing? Just get the devil out of him. If you come, fast and pray. And guess what? Lustre Samra did. I will tell you more about him next week. Alright? May the Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask of your grace, Father, that, Lord, we have better understanding of your word. Help us not be offended, Lord, because of truth. Because, Lord, you, when you speak the truth in your days, many depart from you, even your disciples, they were offended by truth. But Lord, that is truth that set us free. And it is true, Lord, to help us to understand the condition of the world today. The thing that is happening in the world today. And therefore, Lord, we need to prepare ourselves, put on the armor of God. Put on the spiritual attire, the Word of God. And be made ready for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. You bless now, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name.